Okay, I'm welcoming to Radio Gorgeous Scarlett Wilson, who just won one of the Romance Novelists Association's awards for Christmas at the Boss's Castle. I think I got that right.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Exactly. We're not really in a position to know at this point. Anyway, tell me about your wonderful win this evening.
A wee bit stunned and absolutely delighted. I've been nominated 5 times for the Rona Rose Award, but I've always been the bridesmaid. I've never been the bride, so I was a wee bit surprised tonight when they shouted my name, and it might have taken me a little bit of time to get out of my seat.
So how long have you been part of the Romance Novelist Association?
I have been in the RNA in the New Writers Scheme for 2 years, and I went to my first conference in Greenwich in 2010. I met a Mills and Boone editor at that point, and I got published in 2011 after I had 2 manuscripts through the New Writers Scheme, and I loved it.
And it's obviously been a wonderful, fruitful, and a recognized journey for you. But what drew you to writing in the first place, and romance writing?
I've always written stories since I was a wee girl. I wrote my first story when I was age 8. Shirley and the Magic Purse. I had a whole page of mice with all names beginning with M, which would kill you if you had to read it now. But I always wanted to write. I waited till I'd had my family and I was a bit more settled in life. I still work full time as a nurse, but I'm now coming up in book 30 and I'm absolutely loving it.
Oh my God. So you're a nurse, you're a mom, you're an award-winning novelist.
But I love writing. Writing is my absolute joy and pleasure, and that's what I do every day for me. So I write 1,000 words every day, but it only takes me half an hour. So sometimes I write it in a smelly football pitch or a smelly taekwondo hall. I have 2 sons. They have smelly habits. And I just have to go with the flow. And if that's where I have to write, I just do it. And I just love writing, and I don't ever want to stop.
So that's the thing that you do for you.
Absolutely what I do for me. There are lots of things that you've got to fit into your family life when you're a working mum, and I've got kids with activities every night of the week, so there isn't a lot of time for me, and that's fine. I've chose this life. I want to be a mum and I'm loving it, but there's always a wee bit that you want for yourself, and this is what I do for me.
Is it because not only are you full-time carer, but you're in the caring profession? What do you think is, obviously you're a passionate reader as well. So so the writing feeds you. What does the reading do for you? And what is reading your work? What do you want that to do for other women?
Reading is my absolute passion. I didn't mention it before, but I read a book a night. I am a very, very quick reader. I don't sleep. Sleep's an optional extra. I have a crate of books. I am a book addict. It is my addiction in life. I get a delivery every single day. My husband cringes, but I am a very quick reader. I keep Bernardo's in money because of all the books I donate to them every year. They send me a wee list to tell me how much I've made for them, and that's fine with me. I love reading. I read a book every single night in life because it gives me joy to read, and it gives me pleasure, and it takes me to a world that I'm not in. And sometimes it's a good world. Sometimes it's a criminal thriller world. Sometimes it's romance. Sometimes it's young adult. But you know what? It's a journey, and I absolutely love reading. And reading helps you write as well. So the two go hand in hand.
And it's amazing how just words on a page can transport you.
Absolutely. I've just written a young adult book with dinosaurs. I write romance, but I also write dinosaurs. Young Lara Croft, young Jurassic Park. And I wrote that as a book that my children could read and enjoy. And I'm now writing a time travel young adult. There's always something else you can write. I've got so many ideas, and it's brilliant. Do you know what? Writing is the best joy in the world.
Thank you so much, Scarlett. You're an inspiration.
I don't know about that, but thank you anyway. You'll need a translator.